We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
More on the impeachment trial. Royal Oaks is joining us, legal analyst. And, you know, Royal, we saw this day-long clash over trial rules yesterday. Is this kind of a peek of what the upcoming trial is going to be like on a day-to-day basis?
It really is. It's absolutely a preview, not only as to the style, but also the substance. The style is certainly going to continue to be contentious. I don't think anybody's going to mellow over the course of this trial, however long it lasts. But more importantly, substantively, you heard the themes from the Democrats before. Why not get it all out there? Why not see all the witnesses and the documents? Let's have some subpoenas. And the Republicans' response, you know, you had your chance. You ran things in the House the way you wanted to. You didn't pursue subpoenas in court. Now the American public and the senators really have an opportunity to see what the arguments are. Let's just continue.
They kind of changed the rules a little bit in one way, in that you won't have as big of a marathon session each day by just giving each side an extra day.
It made sense because essentially what Mitch McConnell wanted to do earlier was to stuff each side's 24-hour opening into 2 days, 12-hour days. And I think he realized that sounded a little bit onerous. And we're, you know, you have a situation where both sides are playing to the public, because let's face it, it's very unlikely, unless a smoking gun piece of evidence emerges that's really smoky, you're not going to get 20 Republicans to vote to oust Trump, and therefore he's going to continue as president. Everybody is thinking about how the theatrics, the atmospherics of this will play with voters in November.
Amendments for witnesses and documents were rejected one by one yesterday on party line votes. Can we expect that all to come up again, though, through the course of the trial?
Well, it certainly will. It's going to be the theme hammered away at by the Democrats. They're going to offer some hint of evidence that might come in if they were allowed to call witnesses and subpoena documents, and they're going to keep saying that this is a cover-up. All we want is the truth. And so you're going to see that argument. So the Democrats wanted to change things initially, and they've now lost that. But then they'll have a second chance after the opening statements, and the senators get to ask written, pose written questions. Then it's still possible for the three or four moderate Republicans to swing over to the Democrat side and vote to say, yes, let's have witnesses, let's have subpoenas. So that's kind of the end game, as well as the opening gambit by the Democrats.
You know, every attorney we speak with says this is much more of a political process than it is a real legal process, than it is something you would see inside of an actual courtroom. Yet it seems like they're going to use the language, you know, to make you think it's as much of a legal process as possible.
Sure, it's the sheen and the patina, the appearance of a trial, but it just so isn't a trial. As an example, the judge, when you're in a real trial, the judge just rules the roost. I mean, there is no question that that judge is in control, making all the rulings. The appellate court might reverse down the road, but the judge is in control. Here, the Chief Justice, it's almost ceremonial, because literally anything he decided in terms of witnesses, exclusions, timing, it is subject to being overruled by a bare majority of the U.S. Senate. So, and also jurors, these senators are technically jurors, but they're able to preach and prejudge in a real trial. Of course, you have to get a clear sense that each and every juror has an open mind and hasn't already decided the case.
Are these proceedings anything like the Clinton impeachment trial?
Well, actually, Mitch McConnell's point is that he's trying to pattern it after the Clinton trial, because in that situation, you did have witnesses, Monica Lewinsky, Vernon Jordan, and Sidney Blumenfeld, but they were videotaped testimony separate and apart, and then the senators agreed, yeah, we're going to roll tape. They did not have any live witnesses on the Senate floor. So that's a compromise. Perhaps if there are some moderate Republicans who want to videotape some witnesses, maybe that'll happen. At this point, Mitch McConnell is hoping that the number of witnesses will be zero.
All right. Legal analyst Royal Oaks joining us live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.